Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry message. We hope you enjoy this inspiring word from our senior pastor, Pastor Johnny Grobler.
I've got a good word for you today. I've entitled my message, Spirit of Pentecost. Glory to God. The presence of the Lord is in this place this morning. It's His glory, His power. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. I want you to turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Acts chapter 2 and verse 1. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting, the whole house, corner to corner, chair to chair, person to person, he fills the whole house. And the Bible says, then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Hallelujah. Now this morning, I want to kind of skip over most of my notes and get to the crux of what the Holy Ghost was showing me. I want you to notice today that the Holy Ghost came on the day of Pentecost. Hallelujah. Not on any day. He came on the day of Pentecost. Why is that crucial? Because Pentecost means it's the 50-year celebration. Penta is five. Pentecost, 50. What does that mean? He came in the year of Jubilee. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost came on the day of Pentecost. He came in the feast of Jubilee. Hallelujah. Because when the Holy Spirit came, He brought the fulfillment of the complete gospel. If you look at the Holy Ghost, how important He is, His power, His authority, His presence in the church, He's crucially important. I feel sorry for people who treat the Holy Ghost like an optional extra. It's like buy the car, and it's an optional extra if you get the engine. The Holy Ghost is the power of the church. He is the very promise. If you look at everything, the day of Pentecost is actually the result of Christ's coming. If you look at the day of Pentecost and who the Holy Ghost is, He is the guarantor to the church that they will walk in the completed work of Christ. When you look at the Holy Ghost, He is the continuance of the presence of God in the earth. Hallelujah. He is the guarantor, the Bible says, of the heavenly blessing. In other words, He's the one who's been vested with all that Christ has gained for you. And the Bible says the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of promise. Hallelujah. There's a verse of Scripture that says in Ephesians 1, having also believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance. I want you to know the Holy Spirit's not absent. The moment you got born again, you were sealed. The Holy Ghost sealed you. In other words, he put a mark in you, put a mark on you. He marked you as an heir of the promise. He marked you. He sealed you, and He became the earnest. He became the guarantor of all that Christ has gained for you. Hallelujah. Thank you for your enthusiasm. the wonderful Holy Ghost has in him every heaven. That's why it's called the Spirit of Promise. He is the promise. The Holy Ghost is the promised land. Hallelujah. So when you look at the Holy Spirit coming, he comes on the day of Jubilee. I'm trying to get everything I can into this next 5 minutes. I pray the Holy Ghost will show this to you. He comes on the day of Jubilee. He comes on the day of Pentecost. In Leviticus 25 verse 8, we read what the Jubilee is all about. Listen, there's a reason he came on the day of Pentecost. He didn't come a day late, day early. He came on the day of Pentecost. Because he was the fulfillment of the Feast of Jubilee. Hallelujah. Now, if you look at Leviticus 25 verse 8, it tells you about Jubilee. And you shall count 7 Sabbaths of years for yourself, 7 times 7 years. And the time of the 7 Sabbaths of years shall be to you 49 years. 7 times 7, 49 years. And then you shall cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month, on the Day of Atonement. When's the Day of Jubilee? The Day of Atonement. On the Day of Atonement, you shall make the trumpet sound throughout your land, and you shall consecrate the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land to all the inhabitants as he fills the whole house. Hallelujah. It shall be a jubilee for you. Woo, glory. The day of Pentecost shall be a jubilee for you. Amen. And each of you shall return to his possession, and each of you shall return to his family. That 50th year shall be a jubilee to you. In it you shall neither sow nor reap what grows of its own accord, nor gather the grapes of your untended vine, for it is the jubilee. It shall be holy to you. You shall eat its produce from the field. In this year of Jubilee, each of you shall return to his possession. My God, what powerful words. In the year of Jubilee, you know what happened? Everybody that had debt, their debts was canceled. That sounds for me about the Holy Ghost applying the blood of Jesus, canceling all your debts. Hallelujah. Not only was your debts canceled, but if you had a loan or a lien, or somebody had taken over your farm because you were in debt, the farm had to be given back to you. In Jesus' name today, the Holy Ghost gives all the promises back to you. Hallelujah. Why did the Holy Ghost come on the day of Pentecost? Because it's a time of Jubilee. It's a revelation to the church that all your past sins are forgiven. The Holy Ghost applies the blood. The Holy Ghost wipes out your debts. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost works the power of your salvation. The Holy Ghost takes you out of debt, out of darkness, and brings you into his marvelous light and restores you completely. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He came on the day of Jubilee because the Holy Ghost is the restoration. He is the guarantor of the heavenly blessing. When the Holy Ghost came to you, he came loaded. Hey. Loaded with every heavenly blessing, with every promise that's in Christ, with all that Jesus had done for you, And he came loaded to restore you completely. Hallelujah. When the Holy Ghost came to you, he didn't come and there's something lacking. There's something missing. If you need something, oh, I don't have one of those. He's with you in his fullness. He's the spirit of promise. He's the spirit of restoration. In Jesus' name, today, on the day of Pentecost, I declare your complete restoration. Your complete renewal. Everything that was stolen from you. Everything that was taken from you. Everything that was removed from you. Everything that stole from you, that depleted you, that took away from you. Everything that the enemy managed to do that caused you to be less than whole. In the name of Jesus, I declare today the day of Jubilee, the day of Pentecost, the day of the full restoration, the day of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. On you, Masapata Kabante, Hepasi Kebona Barabaya. Hallelujah. He is the earnest. The Bible says he is the earnest of your inheritance, of everything that Jesus gained for you, everything that Jesus did for you. Hallelujah. And in him, every promise in Christ is yes. And it's amen. He is the fulfillment of the promise in Christ. When the Holy Ghost comes to you and you start living in the anointing of his spirit, you will never be disappointed. That's why Jesus said when you pray, believe you've received them because you already have them. You already have the Holy Ghost. Oh my God. You already have everything that God has promised. The Holy Spirit is the one that's on you. He has sealed you. He has marked you. When he put a mark on you, he put a mark on you. And he says, angels, watch the ones that are marked. These ones, whatever they ask, they already have. These are the ones that I've already anointed, that I've already set aside, that I've already blessed, that I've already authorized every heavenly blessing. When you see the mark, whatever they ask, it's yes. It's amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And in Jesus' name, I declare you free from every bondage. I declare you free from all that the enemy has done. I declare your restoration. In the name of Jesus, I hear a word of restitution coming to your life. Hallelujah. 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 This anointing that's on you, when you go home, you look at your home, say, I'm not bound to this place anymore. I'm not bound to this job. I'm not bound to this business. I'm not bound to anything. I'm living in a heavenly promise. I'm living in the blessing. I'm living in the restoration. Thank God for the anointing. Nobody here that was here deserved a healing or could work a healing. It was Jubilee. Hallelujah. It was the Spirit of God anointing you with promise. Now, whatever it is that you need, I want you to raise your hand right now in the name of Jesus. Realize today that the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of Pentecost. He is the Spirit of Pentecost, the Spirit who manifests himself in Jubilee on purpose, so that you will know that you're not bound to your past. You're not bound to what your parents did or your great-grandparents did or even what you did. Today, I declare your freedom. I declare your liberty. I release the anointing, the power of the Spirit on you. Spirit of God, I thank you for the seal, the earnest of the inheritance. And right now, Spirit of God, you rest on each person. You're the Spirit of promise. How do you cooperate with the Spirit of promise? You confess what you have. You confess who he is. You say with your mouth what you believe in your heart. And you rest in the completed work of God. I release a mighty anointing on you. We thank you today, Spirit of God, that you came fully, freely, wonderfully, awesomely. And that your glory and your anointing rests on this church, on each and every one. You filled the whole house. From the left to the right, the back to the front. You filled the whole house. Fill your whole house. Fill every saint. Fill every believer. Fill each and every one. Because, Spirit of God, we are your temple. Let your glory fill this place. Thank you for a fresh touch. Thank you for a fresh move of your Spirit in the house today. I bless them in the mighty name of Jesus of Nazareth. Shabro seche ke behetanaya. Kibo sakamante, kebo sokomana. Just pray in spirit. Just respond to the Holy Ghost. Sebro sekena. The Spirit bears witness that today is your jubilee. Seke seke no monta. Sabro seke na bosi etena. I release miracles, answers to prayer, supernatural breakthroughs in the name of Jesus, the supernatural anointing of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, I see some people sitting here and you got heartache, you suffered loss, but there's restoration in the Holy Ghost for you. Hallelujah. I see you marked. I see the seal of the Spirit on you. We call the angels to witness that seal. And I thank you, Spirit of God, for working in each and every life. I bless each one with a full restoration in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Spirit of Pentecost is a confirmation of Jubilee for your life. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for He's anointed me. There's the keys come to preach the gospel to the poor, to cast out devils, those who eat poisonous things, drink poisonous things will not be harmed by them. To declare the acceptable year of the Lord, the opening of sight for blind eyes. Hallelujah. The healing, the promise, the blessing. Thank you, Father, for each and every one of us who stand in the promise, walk in the promise, sealed in the promise, delivered from every infirmity. Even some here today, Father, who have chronic illnesses, in the name of Jesus, I declare jubilee to you. We set a seal of the promise of healing on your body. And we command that body to be completely made whole. Father, there will not be one missing, not one thing missing, nothing lacking. But I bless the church in the name of Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you and God bless.